That was James Yule doing This Sweet Love. That's off of his album Turning Down Water for Air. We heard Band of Horses before that with a track from Infinite Arms. That was Factory. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromhold. I'm your host for the evening, and I am very excited to welcome our next guests into the studio. They are playing in the Dayton Band Playoffs at Canal Street Tavern. They just made it to round three. We're going to talk all about that and all about them coming up in just a little while. But first, we're going to hear some live music from them. I'm going to turn things over to Market Street Dream.
Thank you.
That was Market Street Dream live on Kaleidoscope. We're going to be back to talk with the band here in just a moment. Stick around on 91.3 WYSO.
I'm Ira Glass, urging you to listen to This American Life, the only radio program that dares to answer the age-old question, what if Billie Holiday had recorded commercials?
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Ever exploring new territory for radio, go out of your way for it. This American Life from Public Radio International.
Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 4 on WYSO.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumhold, and I'm joined here in the studio by Market Street Dream. Hey, guys!
Hey!
How's it going?
Hey, welcome, welcome, everyone. Well, I have to congratulate you guys, first and foremost, on making it to round three of the Dayton Band Playoffs. It's awesome. Congrats.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Well, before we get to the band playoffs and all that good stuff, let's back up a little bit. Tell me about how you guys got started playing together.
I'll start. I'm Noah. Well, four of us have known each other for a very long time. Some back to first grade elementary school.
It's been a long time.
And I've known the piano player since sixth grade and met Sean through both of them since they've known him since they were children. And then Seth Campbell I have met through the church I go to. And we've known each other for probably about 4 years. And so we started playing and we did it as a hobby. And then we're like, oh, we should play some shows. And so now we're playing shows.
Very cool. How long has it been since you guys started playing out?
We started playing it out about a year ago.
First show was at Canal Street.
Yeah, first show at Canal Street.
We almost gave up because we couldn't get a show anywhere. And then Canal Street called us. So.
That was a good day.
Things must be going pretty well for you because I see you guys on a lot of bills now, fairly often at least. At least I see your name out and about, and I've heard like really good things. So I'm excited. I think you guys are getting some buzz.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes. What made you guys decide to do the band playoffs this year?
We wanted some money. I'm just kidding. It's a good opportunity to kind of get some publicity and meet a lot of other bands. And we love Canal Street.
Mick Montgomery.
Mick, the owner there, was kind of pushing us to get into it, so we did.
He talked us into it.
Yeah. Actually, we didn't fill out the application, and he kind of...
Well, we turned it in the first day of the playoffs.
He sort of forced it on
at the gig.
Sort of nudged you guys into doing it.
Mm-hmm. No, we were glad.
Yeah, we're thrilled to do it. We're lazy people.
Well, what are your plans going forward? You know, like after the playoffs and stuff, do you guys, are you working on an album or thinking about working on an album? Or
We are currently still working on getting our album out. It's an expensive hobby.
It's a long process.
We have files, we got songs, you know, rough mixes that, you know, we can still work with.
Shouldn't be too long here. We'll have the album out.
Yeah, we have four songs up on Facebook and we have, you know, six more coming. From Patrick Himes from Real Love Recording.
In Nashville, yeah. He's an awesome guy.
Fantastic. Yeah. And so we're just going to work on trying to get that out with album art and whatnot. And, you know, just have that around.
If anybody listening wants to donate some money.
Fund the album.
That's to you, Mom and Dad. Hi.
But seriously.
Well, so you said you're recording down at Real Love, and I know they do mostly analog stuff. Is that how you guys are doing your album?
We did not. I wish we did. We're friends with the guys in Authors and Audio, and they just came back with the analog recordings, and it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, we heard some. Sounds great.
So we wish we did, but you know, Patrick puts his magic into anything. So
yeah, it sounds great digital too, though.
Yeah.
Very cool, very cool. And so once you get, you know, done with the band playoffs and get the album done, do you guys want a tour?
We've talked about it.
But,
you know, we have a bunch of things we need to take care of first. Yeah. We have no money.
We have no band.
That's part of the experience, in my personal opinion.
Our future is uncertain at this point, but we'll see what happens.
Fair enough. Well, let's talk a little bit about your sound. Tell me a little bit about... What sort of influences you guys, musical influences you guys bring to the band, and how you brought that in to make your sound? Because I really like, especially the last song we heard. It was kind of a mix of, like, you know, it's this epic kind of, you know, very full rock song, but it also had a very sweet element to it. There were a lot of things going on there. So tell me a little bit about where you guys come from musically.
Well, we're gonna well, I guess we'll go around the circle here, and we'll just say one band that we're influenced by.
All right.
So the longest time I've been listening to Smashing Pumpkins since like fifth grade, and I'm still in love with them. So that's my one. And Zach is gonna say
I'm a big Radiohead fan. I'm a Radiohead. No, Radiohead fan. I'm a Tom York fan.
I'm gonna have to go with what I was listening to on my way over here. I was listening to Sourface, who's a DJ out of England.
I like anything that's really dynamic, like really quiet, really loud. The guys will probably make fun of me for saying this, but my favorite band is the Manchester Orchestra.
That's my influence right there is Chris Freeman. Like, I like what he does on the keys. I like the weird stuff. Manchester Orchestra, Brand New, stuff like that.
Big Brand New fans.
Yeah, I think we all love Brand New.
And then a lot of instrumental stuff. This Will Destroy You, Explosions, These Trees Could Talk.
The consistent thing in all the music that we like, I think, is the dynamics, and that's probably where we get our sound to answer the question.
Yeah, we try to be melodic and dynamic. Those are probably the two most important things.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk a little more with Margaret Street Dream and hear some more live music. That's coming up next, so be sure to stay tuned to Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Booknook on WYSO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30 and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Book Nook on WYSO, and listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and I'm joined here in the studio by Market Street Dream. And I know we don't quite know when the next Dayton Band Playoffs show is. I know the dates aren't set for round three yet, but where can people check you guys out online so they can get info on future gigs?
People can find us on Facebook. That's our strongest presence. If you just look for Market Street Dream, we'll be the first hit you see there. And then they should like the page so they can kind of find out where we're playing and what's going on with us.
Very cool, very cool. And when you get the album done or decide to tour the globe or whatever, are you guys thinking of doing anything crazy, like doing music videos or anything fun like that? Or have you even thought that far out yet?
We have a very good friend that grew up with us, and his name's Nathan Hippemeyer, and he does a lot of video stuff. So we've talked back and forth about it, but we haven't really gone anywhere with that. So, I mean, it's something that we've really thought about.
So watch the Facebook page.
Watch the Facebook page.
Well, let me ask you guys this, mentioning somebody else that you grew up with. I mean, you guys seem to be like a pretty tight group. When you decided to start playing together, was it pretty easy to sort of bring all your personalities together and your musical tastes and find your identity as a band, or did that take a while to develop?
Well, you know, we all get along very well, except with Zach. You know, we have some problems with him, but yeah, he's just the bassist. So, you know, with personalities, you know, they come together fairly well. You know,
Sean, the drummer, and Zach. I mean, and I, we've all grown up playing music together.
Yeah. We've had our share of
church bands.
Fights,
right? Yeah.
Like, I mean, we've all been playing music together for.
I think like
a while.
Like any band, we have our problems, but at the end of the day, we all get along. So.
Yeah, we just want to have fun.
Yep, just having a good time.
Excellent, excellent. Well, guys, is there anything people ought to know about you before they check you out on Facebook page and make a point to come see you in round three of the band playoffs? That was the stumper question.
we'll let our music speak for itself.
Yeah.
If you come up, we can guarantee a good time.
And we're five handsome men. And
we got to say, while we're on the... This isn't television, so you can't tell, but... Our lead singer is a beautiful man.
Oh, come on.
He could be a model. So if you hate the music, then go stare at Noah.
That's what my girlfriend does.
Mine too.
Well, I have to say is this is 91.3 and we're Market Street Dream on this cool summer night.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we are going to be back to hear some live tunes from Market Street Dream on 91.3 WYSO. It's coming up next on Kaleidoscope.
This September, people all over the country will be remembering 9/11, and WYSO wants to focus on stories from the Miami Valley. Call the WYSO listener line at 769-1374. Where were you on 9/11? And how have the events of that day affected life in the Miami Valley? Help WYSO commemorate the 10th anniversary of 9/11. Share your story. 769-1374.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumhold, and I am joined once more by Market Street Dream, and they're going to play some live tunes for us.
Thank you.
Market Street Dream live on WYSO. Check them out. We've got links to their Facebook page on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Keep these guys on your radar. They're going to be playing in round three of the Dayton Band Playoffs. For the latest schedules for that, go to canalstreettavern.com. And if you missed any part of this or want to hear this live set again, we'll have it available to stream tomorrow at wyso.org, our brand new website. So check it out. Big thanks to Market Street Dream. Right now, we're going to hear from Aukerville River. Their latest album is called I Am Very Far. This one's called The Valley. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope.
Watch the sun switching in the sky, off and on.